Wednesday morning conversation with Mike Krewald from Dunn Financial Services of downtown Tomahawk. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right. Good to know that we were just talking. Your building did not sustain any damage at all. It doesn't even smell like smoke in there after the fire right across the street. So, again, as I was just saying to Andrea, thank goodness nobody was hurt and stuff can always be replaced. So good to know that your building was okay.
Yep. Agree that everything worked out from a safety standpoint. And now it's up to the rebuilders.
Yep, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Let's get going with some disclosures. Let's get the lawyers happy first, and then we can talk about some stuff.
Sounds good. Okay. Disclosures. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 12 organizations that offer 51 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE or your local state health insurance program to get information on all your options.
And with that being said, with all the things we have to worry about in this life, Mike, insurance coverage should not be one of those because we have you here.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too, because a lot of this stuff is over a lot of our heads. We just want to know somebody and trust somebody to take care of us when it comes to our health care insurance and all that kind of stuff, our medication, all those things. And no matter how old you are, you can help.
That is correct.
Okay.
Under 65, over 65, and on Medicare, we do it all.
Okay, so let's start off this time with under 65. The Marketplace open enrollment dates are coming up, right?
They opened up November 1st.
Okay.
Yep. So November 1st is when the under 65 markets, the federally facilitated marketplace, or the formerly known as Obamacare, open enrollment started. That will last through December 15th for plans that will go into effect January 1. There is another period that goes through January 15th. Those plans will have a start date of February 1st.
Okay.
So, but generally by December 15th is, you know, most people are going to want to have their plans start on January 1.
And there's plenty of time to get that done yet. We're not under the wire too much here yet, but don't wait too much longer.
Not too much, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously, you know, we work with a lot of people on both sides, the under 65, the over 65. The marketplace, you've heard me before, the marketplace, the communications that you get from the government, the healthcare.gov, leaves a lot to be desired. It's very confusing. People are getting texts, they're getting emails, they're getting voice messages from the marketplace making it sound like they need to possibly re-enroll, update their plan information. So people get confused. They get anxious, like they need to do something. But in reality, if a person's happy with their plan, they can stay right where they're at. They don't need to do anything. However, it is an opportunity to change plans, or for those people that are not currently enrolled into health insurance, this is their window to get on the marketplace and get coverage for this upcoming year. A lot of people they're very surprised with what the marketplace does well, and also the costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is all about your income. John spoke about that for years, where your household income is going to be the biggest determinant as far as what your marketplace premium is going to be.
That and your deductible, and you can choose a high deductible if everybody's in pretty good health and keep those premiums down. So the marketplace is for people that are whether working or not, if you don't have insurance supplied through work, the marketplace is for you. But then people might say, well, gee whiz, I don't make a whole lot of money. By the time my bills are all paid, I can't afford insurance. A lot of those people are surprised about just how low the premiums can be.
Exactly. So yesterday afternoon, and okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying it depends upon the carrier. Our two main carriers on the marketplace side are Security Health and Aspirus. And I'm not going to say who's least expensive in the marketplace, but I had an individual last night, 62 years old, anticipated income of $60,000 for this upcoming year, and he had two of his plans were still zero premium.
Okay.
Which, again, they were very surprised, and even those with slightly lower premiums were, by all intents and purposes, you know, most people are going to consider very, very affordable.
Generally speaking, in life, we get what we pay for, but some of these lower premium insurance policies, you're still covered just like somebody that's paying the bigger money that can afford it. So it's not lesser insurance for lesser premium.
Correct.
Yeah.
What the marketplace does very well is preventative care. All of the plans, regardless of high deductible, low deductible, the preventative care provisions are all set forth by the federal government. And again, it's what most people are going to do on an annual basis. Hopefully, they're taking charge of their medical health and making sure that they're getting checked out. Your preventative care is covered at 100%. Anything outside of the preventative care, then you're paying out of pocket. But there's a lot of differences on these plans.
Right.
So they're really, for most people, there's going to be a plan that's going to fit what their situational needs are going to be.
I can't tell you how much I wish this program was available when I was just a young guy in my 20s coming up, because I had a job. I liked it, but there was no benefits. It barely paid anything. And I was a young, strapping young man, and I felt pretty healthy. I had some stomach upset issues, but generally speaking, I was healthy. So I thought, okay, I can't do anything if I buy into this insurance thing. So I went without insurance. Then I was on a camping trip in Rhineland over a weekend, ended up in the hospital for a week. And at that young age, being in the hospital for a week with no insurance, it affected my entire adult life up until, I mean, it took me a long time to pay off those medical bills, which means that when my friends were buying nicer cars, I was still driving a beater. My friends were, buying houses. I was still renting a crappy apartment. So you might feel great. You just don't know what's going to happen, and it can literally affect the rest of your life. So it really pays to at least make a phone call and say, you know what, I don't want to be in that position, Mike.
Yep. Get your information. Everybody can make their own personal decision as far as if it's a fit, if it's affordable, if they see the value in it. Again, no harm, no foul. It's worth a phone call.
So what is that number? I want to get it out several times here while we're chatting today. What's the best way for people to contact you in case they can't stick around till the end?
Yep, the two numbers for us, 715-493-3116, and then also 715-493-4803. Those are the two numbers.
For some of these busy people that might not think that they can afford insurance, they're busy, they're working, and they're wondering, well, I can't get there during regular business hours. I'm too busy working. What do you tell them?
Still call. We work odd hours.
Okay.
I was at the office this morning, 6:15.
Okay.
And I was there till a little after 8 last night.
So if you're under 65, there really is no reason to go uninsured anymore in this country. There's help out there for you, and you can afford it.
Exactly. And again, the enrollment periods, I mean, we're looking, again, December 15th for January 1st coverage, January 15th for February 1 coverage.
Okay.
Plenty of time to have those discussions, gather the facts, and get enrolled if it's going to be a fit.
I tell you what, I remember the first time I had good insurance. You talk about peace of mind as opposed to just kind of winging it out there. The peace of mind is you can't put a price tag on that.
Exactly. You know, and again, this is the time of year to not only get insurance, but if you're on the marketplace, you want to be close on your income, because your federal subsidies is what determines your plan pricing, and your subsidies are determined by your household income.
So
we want to be close, because everything gets reconciled at tax time.
So when they come and sit down at the office with you, they should. What kind of income information should they have? Does it have to be verified, or say, I'm pretty sure I'm going to make about 50 grand this year?
Pretty sure it's your best guess.
And then if you end up making more than that, what happens after that then?
If you end up making more, then you'll have received more of a subsidy than what you were entitled to.
Okay.
So then when you file your taxes, you'll either pay a little bit more in taxes,
okay,
or it'll shrink your refund out there. And the nice thing is with the income, that can be updated at any time. That is not a December 7th deadline. We can do it now.
So if you get a big raise, you just call Mike Krewalt, and then you make the adjustments.
Yeah, even if you don't have your plan through us, we can update it regardless if you got your plan through us or not.
Hmm.
And it's a lot easier for me to do it.
I was having a conversation with somebody else, and I can't remember specifically. My Swiss cheese memory is full of holes here this morning, but I was talking to somebody else, and the ADRC folks, when she was here with the ADRC,
yep,
I said, you can make this real easy. Just tell all your clients, call Mike Krewalt, done deal.
Well, and I send a lot of people down there, because especially people with lower incomes and maybe some disability things, but Mary and her team down there, they're the experts, and just like with me, it doesn't cost anything to sit down and have those conversations, because like in Mary's realm down there, boy, there's programs through the state of Wisconsin and the federal government. They are the experts on those. And again, we work together on those types of things.
One thing I don't think I've ever asked, I ask you all kinds of things on and off the air, and one of the things I always like to know is, does your phone ring when we're done with these conversations? And you tell me yes, very yes. often it rings a whole bunch. How many people are just absolutely surprised at the prices of some of these premiums, and even some of the free, I mean, how many looks of just abject shock do you see on people's faces as you're going through this, and what a relief they must have?
Usually it's not going to be a eyes-wide shock type of thing, but A lot of comments about, oh, I didn't know that, in a very good way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's positive feedback, and again, they're walking out more informed and with better benefits.
The other shock has to be when people are ready to, okay, I what's this going to cost me, Mike? And then you say, nothing. Done deal. It's all done already. Nothing. And then that look on their face has to get just make it even better.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice because, again, we are compensated by the insurance companies. You know, you've talked about it. We've talked about it. It doesn't cost anything to work with a agent, be it myself or anybody else,
right,
to do the enrollments out there. You're going to get the same coverage and pay the same premium.
This must be a lot of us when we're looking at what we're doing our jobs. When I look at what made me happy at my job today, you must make so many people happy. It's got to give you so much satisfaction doing what you do, Mike.
Generally speaking, we make people happy, yeah. But you know, we're not always good news out there. But
when it comes to this stuff, though,
yeah, the amount of satisfaction that we get is it's great. I mean, especially when you have a complicated case and you know you've made a difference,
yeah,
versus something that's kind of cookie cutter. Yeah, those are the intangibles that go beyond the paycheck.
When the marketplace first came out, they were working out all kinds of kinks, and I got messed up really bad, and I was certainly glad to have an advocate on my side. And so don't go through this stuff alone. You don't have to. Get a hold of Mike at Dunn Financial Services, 493-3116, right downtown Tomahawk. All right, shifting gears to 65 and older now. Since we talked last, I've been paying more attention to all the stuff that I'm seeing on TV when it comes to this stuff, and your phone's ringing already. Mike will get to you here in a little bit. When it comes to the Medicare stuff now, I'm starting to see, I'm paying closer attention now because you brought it to my attention. Boy, the stuff that's out there, there's a lot of it, and it seems like there's a little bit something different. And the one thing that I'm noticing, they're all kind of using, I don't want to say scare tactics, but they're making people think that if you don't call this number, you might be in trouble.
You're missing out.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. My very first show of this year, the very first topic that I addressed was fall enrollment. It's much to do about nothing.
Okay.
And yeah, the marketing that it's out there, it makes you believe that you're missing out, that somehow there's going to be some sort of adverse effect. In reality, during the fall of the year, especially as it pertains to the Advantage plans, etc., they did not reinvent a better version of FIRE.
Okay.
There isn't something new and great that you're missing out. Medicare has not come out with new benefits. Everything that they're alluding to is going to be on the Advantage plans, the Part C plans, and those are not bad. They're just different. And it's unfortunately, it leads to confusion. It can lead to anxiety. I'm here to talk people off the ledge out there, tell it like it is. And again, people's lives are busy enough. Let's not add to the fire.
I don't know all the, just from learning from you, I don't know all the, other than that, I don't know a lot of the details that go along with Medicare. But if people are on Medicare and they're really happy with their plans that they've had this whole year, they don't have to do much of anything, right?
No, they don't have to do anything. The message out there that, again, doesn't get told, we talked about this last radio show, was the drug plans.
Yeah.
So if somebody's on their prescription meds, that's where they should be looking, making sure that there hasn't been any changes, because even though they're not talking about it on TV, you're not getting the mailers out there. Of all of the Medicare products out there, it's the drug plans that undergo the most year-over-year changes. People need to be aware of that. Regardless if they have a drug plan or an Advantage plan, they're getting document in the mail on or about October 1st called their annual notice of changes. People really need to be paying attention to that, because their provider is going to be notifying them on changes on the plan that they are on.
Okay.
And that's the most important thing to keep track of, because on Advantage plans, there's another enrollment period that does take place after the first of the year. It's exclusive to those people already on Advantage plans. But those people on standalone drug plans, the Part D plans that will go hand in glove if somebody's on a Medicare supplement, those are the ones that those truly have a hard and fast deadline of December 7th. And those, that's when they need to be reviewing and making any updates by that date.
So let me see if I have this clear. So if people that are on these plans, they are being seen by a doctor, they have a regimen of prescriptions. If they don't get anything from their provider saying that there is going to be some changes in the medication that you're taking right now, they should assume that everything is fine. If there are changes, they will be notified by their provider.
Yeah, so like, again, I had a discussion this morning with an individual that they did pay attention to their annual notice of change, and their current standalone drug plan is no longer going to cover one of their meds for this upcoming year. They paid attention, and again, we had the discussion, and we know which plan is going to be best for 2024. They need to pay attention, because myself as an agent, again, there's 21 different standalone drug plans for this upcoming year. Myself as an agent, we're not getting communication from all of these companies on all of these plans as far as the formulary changes.
Okay.
We're relying on the individuals, our clients, our non-clients to be reaching out and to have picked up on that. Because, again, there's tens of thousands of different prescription drugs out there.
And since I'd never seen one of those mailings in my mailbox, are they easy to spot? Do they stand out? Can they get lost in the shuffle when you're taking your mail in and out? Or is it very clearly marked that is your Medicare prescription drug plan, and there's how are people notified? Is it clear?
Unfortunately, you know, it's the volume of the mail that they're getting. Yeah, it's easy to get lost, and but again, we try to mention it to everybody and have them looking out for it, because it's big.
Any observations that you have so far where it pertains to Medicare and the open enrollment and all the things that people are seeing out there?
No, just on the drug plans. They want, you know, this is the time to make sure that the drug plan that you're on is going to be the most competitive for the upcoming plan year.
Okay. So I hope that your phone keeps ringing now the way it's been ringing here this morning.
And on those, not only can we run those, but during the disclosure to the Medicare.gov site, if a person goes to the Medicare.gov, there is a drug comparison, a drug plan comparison tab on it, for lack of a better word. They can input their own medications with their own preferred pharmacy and see exactly which of the 21 plans, assuming it's Lincoln or Oneida County, which of the plans that is going to be most competitive for the next year.
And for folks that aren't so computer literate, you can walk them through that process as
certainly,
well?
Certainly.
Okay. So just pick up the phone and call 493-3116 for Mike Krewalt at Dunn Financial Services. Special enrollment periods that seniors need to know about. We're going to close on that one, Mike.
Yeah, so obviously the December 7th deadline for the fall enrollment is the one that gets all the mention out there, but after the first of the year, there's the Medicare Advantage, Medicare open enrollment out there. That goes from January 1st to the end of March. That is exclusive to people that are already on a Medicare Advantage plan. It's a three-month window where a person can make one more additional change and move to a different plan. That's pretty much the... Now, thankfully, on my side, it's not advertised. Thankfully, on the consumer side, it's not advertised. I mention it. Why? Things pop up in a person's life. You hear me all the time saying your situation is the boss. Your situation is going to give direction as far as what makes sense and is appropriate, that and that alone.
And not listening to what your friends or neighbors might be going on, because they may have a whole different situation.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. That's the main message, Jeff.
Call Mike Krewalt, 493-3116. What's the other number?
493-4803.
And it doesn't cost anything to make that call. Doesn't cost anything to get your help. And like I say, as always, when we part here from the studio, I hope your phone is ringing. And like I say, I think it's a fantastic service that you offer, and we're glad you're here talking about it. Are you coming back again soon? Do we have anything else to talk about here in the near future?
End of November, we'll be out here again.
Okay. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mike Krewalt, Dunn Financial Services. Again, 493-3116, 493-3116. Call Mike and stop worrying about insurance.